Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio.
Radio. About to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. You can reach us also at Linda@KCNR1460.com if you're doing an email. And it is the 16th of March, and it looks like it's going to be a good day out there. Looks like the weather's clearing. It looks like it's going to be 70 degrees today. Sunny. Well, it says partly sunny. Bad Bob and I are arguing about whether it's going to rain or not. We don't think it is. It maybe get cloudy. But today looks like it's going to be a great day. And tonight, the low will get down to 47. And tomorrow being a sunny and clear day. The weather's always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards. A great place to go to. It's 12 miles outside of Palisadoes, heading toward Shingletown. They have soup and salad for lunches now, and just great food Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's a real good destination to go to. And like I said, I'm joined today by Bad Bob.
And good morning, Carl. You seem to be rather lonely this morning.
I am lonely. Linda's not here. She's in a business meeting. She's in an organization that meets every Tuesday. And they network. So, you know, today was the day that we send Tammy, who does all of our sales. Tammy goes to these, but then today was a 10-minute brief on what we do and how we were set up and our objectives and goals for KCNR. And so Linda went with Tammy today to do that. So they should be having a great time. And she'll be in right after that. So a lot happened last night at City Hall. As we said yesterday, the Reading City Council had a meeting, and they were deciding on what to do with the final contract with the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers, a local 1245. And as you can imagine, it was a packed house last night, and mainly the electrical workers were there. And they had a lot to say about what was happening. But the City Council imposed its final contract. After listening to what everybody had to say, they voted 4-1 to force the IBEW to accept the contract. And that ended contract negotiations that started in July of 2008. Now, we had, you know, of course, people from both sides in here. It was hard for the city to talk about, you know, what was going on in the contract. We did have Ray White, who is their business leader and kind of a spokesman for them. And Ray had pointed out there was a study done by University of California, Davis, that talked about having referendums, how referendums aren't a good idea, and how to figure out how to do things with unions or anybody else, because referendums soon became sound bites, soon became the person with the most money has the decision there and wins. Well, in this case, the council majority said it resorted to forcing a contract to cut the city's retiree health insurance liability, estimated at $82 million. Over 30 years. You know, Patrick Jones was in the middle of this. You know, the article is in the Record Searchlight and a couple other places, but Jones said they have met over 60 times and not be able to make an agreement. You know, at some point, there's got to be an agreement. The city is in a doldrums when it comes to collecting money. We are hurting here. We're losing. We're cutting our budget by 17%. We're cutting down to the bone. So they're looking at cuts everywhere, including the future here. The 1-year contract with IBEW is going to cost about $290,000, but it's going to allow the city to knock $832,000 off its insurance liability in 1 year and cut its retiree health cost an estimated $260,000 each year going forward. Now, that seems like a lot of money. And IBEW, of course, did not agree with this and had proposed banking part of the future pay raises in the health savings accounts. The negotiators last month came up with a counterproposal basing the retiree health insurance benefit on years of service. However, the city also proposed extending the new formula to current employees. In other words, right now, Bad Bob, did you know if you work a minimum of 5 years for the city, you're going to get a 2% coverage for every year worked?
Where do I sign up?
Well, up to 50% for employees with 25 years of service. So you get 50% of your health insurance paid. But if you just go to work for 2 years or for 5 years, you're going to get 2% coverage for every year worked.
I'm self-employed. I should go talk to my boss. Wait, I am my boss.
Yeah, well, IBEW had counter-proposed 2.5% insurance coverage for every year worked up to 50%, meaning workers with 20 years of service would get the full benefits. Anyway, so what we've had is it was a 4-1 vote. Mary Siegel was the only one that voted against it. She said, let's take a look at the other methods of paying for this as proposed by IBEW. Jones, Ms. MacArthur, Dick Dickerson, and Bassetti all voted to end the negotiations and to force the contract. Now, is there going to be litigation? Well, there could be. Is there going to be strikes? Who knows? Let us know what you think. Do you think that it's time to make a cut? Do you think it's time to cut the IBEW? Where else could we cut? And we're cutting the unions now. We're starting to take a step back and looking at how can we save money. Do we do it, you know, as one person wrote on the back of the people that are climbing 300-foot towers? Or is there another way to save money? Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
There's no place like home. There's no place like home.
Hi, this is Sharon Gaber-Kavich, owner of Home Helpers, and Judy Garland said it best, there is no place like home. And at Home Helpers, empowering you to stay at home is our first priority. Home Helpers specializes in affordable, non-medical home care for seniors, new moms, and those recovering from injury or surgery. Home Helpers hires compassionate caregivers to help with everyday challenges. Whether your need is for a weekly trip to therapy, the grocery store, or a helping hand and friendly face around the house, we can help. Caregivers can provide transportation to appointments, light housekeeping, cooking meals, and more. Home Helpers caregivers are available by the hour or by the day, and all caregivers are screened, insured, and bonded. If you have questions about non-medical home care and how Home Helpers can assist you, call Home Helpers at 226-8350. That's 226-8350, or online at homehelpers.cc. After all, there is no place like home. Home Helpers, making life easier.
How did the stimulus bill affect you? Don Stack for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Did bailing out financial institutions help you? Did cash for clunkers? How about bailing out the car companies? Did that help? As far as California is concerned, a study in 2006 by the Finance and Business Administration of the State University in Sacramento reports 99.2% of all employer business is small business. California taxes collected from small business were $492 billion, nearly five times the state's general budget, and almost a third of the state's gross product. The state is facing a $24 billion shortfall. There's talk in Sacramento of raising taxes, creating new taxes, taxing labor and service jobs. That seems like a sure job killer, and no way can it help small business create jobs. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
This was his old chair, the one he used to sit in Sunday afternoons watching the football game. Well-worn but rich in character. You brush your hand over the back of the chair, thinking to yourself, he really isn't gone. He's just out in the backyard raking up the last of the leaves before the rain comes. But then you realize the yard's empty, and a wave of emotion overcomes you.
Grieving the death of a loved one takes time. McDonald's Chapel reminds you that with careful planning, your journey in life can be celebrated by those who watched in wonder at all your adventures. McDonald's Chapel and Reading Cemetery can customize their services so that the family you leave behind can treasure those special memories. Plan ahead. Call McDonald's Chapel. Their number is in the white pages. Service beyond expectation is their promise. Funerals, cremations, burial services, and affordable pre-planning. McDonald's Chapel, a dignity memorial provider. Support and comfort in difficult times.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Botter. Phone lines here are 605-4567. You know, Bob, you find the most interesting songs.
You're welcome.
Okay. Hey, you know, we're going to talk. I want to talk, you know, even though Linda's not here, Linda is our entertainment guru. She is the one, I mean, she knows all those things. I know that if I pay this much money, I get to go in to the movies and buy popcorn, which is usually more expensive than the ticket. The three movies and three series are coming out that, you know, that seem to have kind of gone to, you know, torquing my jaws a little bit. You know, everybody talked about Avatar, how they felt like it was a anti-military film. I didn't think so, and I'll tell you why. They made it clear that these guys were contractors. They weren't military. At least it was clear to me at the beginning. Where they were talking about being heroes back on their home Earth or wherever they were at, and then they were hired guns. You know, the other thing about it too is where they showed that, you know, they were destroying, you know, the people of the Avatar, the trees. They had a job to do, and on time said, hey, look, we've tried to move them out. We've tried. They don't want to do it. We're going to do it. This is our job. Now, whether you like it or not, that's just the way it is. It's if you've been told to move people out of an area, you try to do it as nice as you can, and if they fight, you have to take action to protect you and your men and women. Now, unfortunately, you know, people want to get past that. And then there was the Hurt Locker. Hurt Locker won all the Academy Awards, well, won six of them. And the producer, or the director at the end of it, said, Catherine something or other, this is dedicated to all of the military throughout the world that are protecting us. And I thought, yahoo, you know, cheer. This is something different than you usually hear from the Hollywood crowd. And I looked and I watched the Hurt Locker the other night. And frankly, I wasn't as impressed as I thought I would be when I saw, you know, when I read the, or saw them winning six Academy Awards. You know, I saw things in there that were hard to understand if you were in the military. I saw things in there that that made the military look bad, including one scene where there was a terrorist or a jihadist that was fighting, tried to blow up a car, was shot. There's a colonel, an army colonel, standing there with all of his men, and a medic over this guy said, hey, we can get this, we can rescue this guy, we get him a helicopter here in 15 minutes. And the colonel says, he's not going to live. And he turns away, and as he walks away, you hear two shots. Now, what's that mean? Did he order that a wounded prisoner be killed? Now, somebody show me any time during the Iraq War where an army colonel ordered a wounded prisoner, to be killed. See, this is what I mean. You know, the rest of the story, you know, hey, these are courageous men. It didn't talk about why they were there, you know, or anything like that. It didn't say that. It showed people that are working with explosive ordnance, and they all have something going on in their minds to let them do this. And to walk up to something that you know is going to explode or could explode, and you know that it's wired to things, and you know it's got booby traps, and you know when you walk up there, that suit you've got on is next to a 155 shell. The only thing it's going to do is try to contain as much as the remnants of your body, so they hope they can, you know, find it. And then they go into these houses that are booby-trapped and start literally dismantling bombs. And we've seen it. I've seen this. I've seen them walk up to them and do this. And not only is it when they're dismantling the bombs as they are trying to find the wires, they can be set off by electronic means. A telephone, a garage door opener, a TV remote. Something like that can make the circuit stop. So are explosive ordnance disposal people brave and something different about them than a lot of other people? Yeah, that's true. Did they sit and drink at night and get so drunk that they walked around, you know, the base? Knowing Camp Liberty, the only four times I was there, they were somewhat in a different area than we were. I find it hard to believe, but. Okay, you know, but, you know, then you have poetic license. The part I didn't like was the was the part where the colonel said, this man's not going to live. He turns around, you hear shots. I don't, that, to me, was taken, you know, too big a poetic license. You know, it was a, it was something that said, you know, we murder people. And we come back, we're going to talk about a series that just started. The series itself, based on our war in the Pacific, is not the one that's catching on fire right now. It's the producer, Tom Hanks, and what he said. This is Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
Everyone could use a little luck of the Irish, and you'll be finding it at Say Our Gab's American Grill this St. Paddy's Day, where you'll discover Irish drink specials, discounts on all Guinness beer and corned beef and cabbage served all day long. Say Our Gab's Irish American Grill is the place to be and the place to be seen, and on St. Patrick's Day, it's the place to be seen wearing the green. So gather your friends or just show up and make a new friend or two at Say Our Gab's Irish American Grill. Now, if corned beef and cabbage are not your desire, saints preserve us. You're welcome to order off their extensive menu. Choose from salads, their special seasonal entrees, Say Our Gibbs' famous fish tacos, and much more. Desserts are the greatest at Say Our Gibbs. And remember, Nutsy Hour beginning at 4:30 every day of the week. Special drinks, special entrees. It's the special place to be this St. Patty's Day and any day of the week. So be sure to be wearing the green and join us Wednesday to celebrate the Irish at Say Our Gibbs, where entertainment thrives. Say Our Gibbs' American Grill, Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Tobacco and Brew is the place to visit when you're looking for that unique cigar or special cup of brewed coffee. The women that work at Tobacco and Brew are well-versed in their expertise, whether helping you choose the right cigar, tobacco accessory, or making that soy latte with no foam drink. Additionally, there is now a well-appointed room to enjoy your coffee, use your computer with the free Wi-Fi, or have a meeting with your friends or organization. Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. So much more than just a great tobacco shop.
This was his old chair, the one he used to sit in Sunday afternoons watching the football game. Well-worn but rich in character. You brush your hand over the back of the chair, thinking to yourself, he really isn't gone. He's just out in the backyard raking up the last of the leaves before the rain comes. But then you realize the yard's empty, and a wave of emotion overcomes you.
Grieving the death of a loved one takes time. McDonald's Chapel reminds you that with careful planning, your journey in life can be celebrated by those who watched in wonder at all your adventures. McDonald's Chapel and Reading Cemetery can customize their services so that the family you leave behind can treasure those special memories. Plan ahead. Call McDonald's Chapel. Their number is in the white pages. Service beyond expectation is their promise. Funerals, cremations, burial services, and affordable pre-planning. McDonald's Chapel, a Dignity Memorial provider. Support and comfort in difficult times.
What do you look for in a building contractor? Experience and quality, and someone who's reliable? Dennis Janeway hits the mark. Dennis has got more than 30 years' experience doing all types of construction. So whether the job is big or small, new home construction or a kitchen or bathroom remodel, call Dennis Janeway today at 604-6702. For experience, quality, and reliability, call Dennis Janeway Construction, 604-6702.
It's all about guns. Gun Talk with Tom Gresham. Every Sunday from 11 till 2 here on KCNR 1460.
Personal story segment tonight, what's up with Tom Hanks? I've always been a fan of the actor who does both comedy and drama very well. But lately, Mr. Hanks has gone off the rails. He's out promoting a World War II miniseries on HBO, but will not appear on the Fox News Channel, which is incredibly dumb, since our core audience would watch a film like that.
Okay, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. We were going to bring up a quote from Tom Hanks about World War II. It appears that Tom has said words to the effect that there was racism in World War II, and that when you started talking about how the soldiers of the Japanese army were described as yellow and dogs and devils, and that we were having to, when we were going to take islands, we were going to wipe them out and all this. Now, Mr. Hanks has made some wonderful movies, and don't misunderstand me. He has made, you know, movies that have had a, have touched the soul and touched the, you know, absolutely touched the fabric of the United States. When you look at, you know, Forrest Gump and the Philadelphia And then he's done Saving Private Ryan, probably one of the finest pictures that depicted men in combat. The parts of it were a little, as they are most movies, but still of bravery and humanity. Then he did Band of Brothers, with the story of the paratroopers that fought during the Battle of the Bulge and all the way through the war, and he followed these three men, three or four men that were there in their squad, and based on that book, and it was great. It was a great series, and now he's doing the same thing in the Pacific. Yet his statements are the ones that are causing the ups, I guess you could say, causing people to be upset, because he's relating the Pacific campaign to the war on terror, that it's a racist thing, that we hate people, that we're describing people in these terms, and that how things were unfair, how we put the Japanese in internment camps, and how all these, how it was all, based on race. Well, I don't agree with that. I agree part of it is race. I mean, it's got to be. But to compare World War II and to say that racism is what drove it is wrong. It's just wrong. Because if you look at that, after we destroyed the Japanese Empire, who, by the way, attacked us, and not just us, but the Chinese, the Koreans, and every other area in the Pacific, what did we do? Did we just leave them burning right there? Dropped two nuclear weapons on them and just left them burning? No. We rebuilt their country. Completely rebuilt their country. Till it became an economic entity that is one of the strongest in the world right now. And we did that. And if you talk about our racism, I think if you look at all sides, there is racism on this. You might ask the Koreans if there was racism involved with the Japanese during Second World War. We were also allied, as somebody pointed out yesterday, with the Chinese. So, you can't always pick your allies. We were also allied with Stalin and the communists, too, during World War II. But I think I'd like to get out is that to compare that, to say is that we killed people because based on race is incorrect. I think that Mr. Hanks, though, while he's done many good things in the past, I think it's finally catching up with him. That the pressure or whatever they drink in Hollywood or whatever they, I guess if you get around like people all the time, that you're going to change, or at least maybe the viewpoints you've always held are starting to come out. He feels strong enough now that he can do that. It's a strange thing. I was sorry to hear that, because I looked at the first of the series. And again, it's going to be, I think it's going to be a fine series. They were showing, some, I guess you would call, some hatreds when they were fighting there. They showed that as they were going through the jungle, they found a patrol of Americans that had been cut to pieces. And then they had a big battle that night. One Japanese soldier was trying to cross the river and was shot multiple times, but not killed. And it appeared to be on purpose, but you couldn't tell. They were just, they were just shooting him. Again, not right. But the battles in World War II were to the knife. There were very few of the Japanese that ever did surrender. And that was usually under, they were injured. They had no choice that they were unconscious in many cases. So it was a different war. But I guess Tom Hanks also pointed out is that you had suicide bombers in both wars, the War on Terror and during World War II. It's an interesting concept, but three movies. You think that 90% of them are going to be great, and they are, or at least they're passable. And then there's things in them that makes you just wonder, where are they coming from? Where do they find this stuff? I mean, you should look at reality. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
From the Fox Business Network, the most powerful name in business news, This is a day for the readers of tea leaves. The Fed is meeting today to discuss interest rates, and most Fed watchers don't expect a change in rates today, but they do expect the Fed to send a signal of its future plans. Watch for the markets to react to even the slightest hint that higher rates may be coming later this year. It's hard to build houses in a blizzard. That rather obvious fact is one explanation why new housing construction fell nearly 6% in February when there were big snowstorms in much of the country. The weather-related delays are of no help to the housing industry, which is trying to climb out of a severe downturn. And the new record deal signed by Michael Jackson's estate and Sony could be worth up to $250 million. An album of never-released Jackson music is due out in November. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Robert Gray.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Stop harmful spam and virus intrusions.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is an integrated hardware and software solution that processes and filters out bad email before it enters your network. With no per-user fees and automatic updates, the Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is the most cost-effective solution for protecting your network from email-borne threats. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM. Or visit Barracuda.com.
If you're a diabetic Medicare Part B patient, you know how frustrating it can be receiving your supplies from a large mail order company. The supplies you get may be the wrong ones. They may be delayed for some reason, or they may not arrive at all. And when you call with questions about your order, you can seldom talk with a live person. Well, here's great news. Owens Healthcare can now help you with your Medicare diabetic supplies. We're local, reliable, and you can talk with a real person. Enjoy the convenience of receiving your supplies directly from our diabetic experts at Owens Healthcare on Court Street, downtown Reading, or have them delivered right to your door. We will automatically call you when your supplies are low so you won't run out. And we'll bill your Medicare Part B insurance as well as any supplemental insurance you may have, resulting in no out-of-pocket expense to you. Now, really, can you get that kind of service from a mail order company? Call today and have your supplies to you tomorrow. Owens Healthcare, making your life easier.
Hi, Joe Adamson with Adamson's Peak Performance. Ladies, how are you fitting into your favorite pair of jeans? At Adamson's Peak Performance, we've got fitness solutions, including personal training, small group personal training, the Take Shape for Life nutrition and weight loss program, and now the Skinny Jeans Women's Boot Camp program. Call Adamson's Peak Performance at 221-8006. Get the details, get in the program, and get back into those jeans. Call Adamson's Peak Performance at 221-8006.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and the Botter. Phone lines here are 605-4567. You know, getting on a little bit of a rant. Not a big rant, but, you know, just things that I don't understand, which fills the studio. You know, about talking about, you know, the war movies. You know, even the ones that where the director was saying great things about the people. And then you had a piece in there murdering a prisoner. Let me tell you a true story here, and then we're going to move on to something else. At Fallujah, and for the people that served out in Fallujah and Al-Anbar Province will know what I'm talking about, we had a surgical unit out there. And when there'd be contact with the enemy, when you'd be hearing the helicopters or trucks come racing in with wounded. And the next thing you would hear is there would be like ding, ding, dings, funding per student. I think somebody said in one of our shows that the funding was down $1,300 per student. And my question then, of course, then you go back is where does California fall into the United States on its funding of students? I always used to hear that we were first, but now people are saying, no, that's not true. And then I say, well, how are we in the funding of our teachers? You know, what is our teachers' pay as compared to the rest of the states? Is it higher or lower? And then I asked the question is, why do we need 24 superintendents in our county? And, you know, whether we like it or not, my friends, the populations of the schools are declining. And when they decline, it means less money coming in. If they're not sitting in those seats, it's less money. So that leads then to pink slips and such. And that goes into, you know, the reason I was down there, of course, was for the on the junior ROTC at Enterprise High School. They play such an important part of this community. We'd love to see them stay on. Now, they're going to turn loose one of the instructors. We knew that. But we wanted them to keep one other instructor. And, I mean, the families were there of the cadets. And plus, many veterans and veterans organizations were there to say, hey, you know, when you do away with this, you do away with a program that there's none other like it completely. And anyway, the turnout was great, and we'll see what happens on that.
What I'd like to know, Carl, is you've got a teacher in a classroom in front of a bunch of students who they are putting an impression on. The teacher knows they're on the block. What's that do to their attitude? What are the kids picking up off of that? I got a concern about that.
I don't know. You know, maybe we can have a teacher call in and that you know, or somebody that's been a teacher and tell us. You know, when you give out the pink slips, what kind of impact does it have on people? I mean, is it something they're used to? Some of them get them every year, and a lot of it's the contracted. You know, it's the contracted employees like the junior ROTC. It could be like the Russian teacher. and there's Russian teachers and Latin teachers and. And such. But it must have an impact on the people. It has an impact on the teacher's morale. It has to. So there's got to be you would think there's a better way of doing it, but they have to do it by law. So then these people, if they don't get the pink slips, they think they've got a job, and then they don't. So this way, at least it helps them prepare. Now, I guess the hard part is if you're like a husband and wife and you both got the pink slip. Anyway, Jim Nielsen, our assemblyman. Hey, Jim is fired up. Jim has just called the Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation one of the most corrupt, self-serving bureaucracies in the state government, one that routinely destroys documents to hide its mistakes and cares more for its own interest in public safety. Jim is going to be on the show here soon to tell us about this, but he's using it as an example. The agency's failure to follow one of its own policies for giving a convicted sex offender the opportunity to kill one Southern California teen. You saw where that 17-year-old disappeared. I mean, what a fine young girl she appeared to be with everything she did. And it appears that the man that they've arrested for killing her, and it appears that there's DNA and other things that link him to the scene. I don't know for sure, so I'll just say the one they've arrested and the accused, even though I hate using the word accused when they catch somebody with a gun in their hand and, you know, they've been shot five times and they're accused, like the major down in, and I use that term, he's not a major, the terrorist that at Fort Hood, Texas, the accused terrorist who walked in with his robes and yelling Allah Akbar before he opened fire on unarmed men and women, killing, among others, a pregnant woman and her child. And that's the other thing. As long as we're going in a stream of consciousness like I'm going now, Bob, how can you kill a child and call it murder, yet it's okay to abort them in the third trimester? Explain this one to me. Okay. Don't. Anyway, we're going back.
Well, I have an issue with people who blow up a clinic in the name of saving children, too. I mean, how does that logic work out?
Doesn't work out for me. Murder is murder. There's other ways. If you don't agree with it, there's other ways of doing it. But to walk into a place that and start indiscriminately killing people is wrong. And the other part about that is concealed weapons. The ability to carry weapons protects you from that. And the strongest point I ever saw was the lady that testified in front of Congress. She was in a restaurant in Texas. Some guy walks in and he kills, I don't know, 20 people, wounds a bunch of them. She had her pistol out in the car because it was illegal for her to carry it into the restaurant. Well, I guess it was illegal for the man that went in and murdered all those people to carry it in the restaurant, and yet he did.
An armed society is a polite society.
Little platitudes like that, Bob, will get you a long way here with the NRA. Okay. Hey, here, the bottom line on this is they're starting to open up the prisons, my friends, and they're going to start coming out, and a lot of it's unsupervised parole, whatever that means. I guess that means is that they're not going to check on them. They're just going to come up here. You might want to figure that into your future here. We'll have the sheriff and the police chief on and talk a little bit more about that here in the near future. We've got to take a break. It's Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio. This is kind of a freewheeling day. We will have our guest will be 8 o'clock. We're going to be talking about a way to hire people right here. Maybe a government stimulation plan that could actually work, and that we can see where the money's going and we can control it. Gosh, what a novel approach for the government. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
As hard as it may be to believe, every 90 seconds in this country, a woman is raped. On Saturday, April 10th, real men in Shasta County are going to step into the shoes of women everywhere and walk a mile to bring awareness to all victims of sexual assault and domestic violence. Are you man enough to walk that mile? Won't you please step up and walk a mile to help end rape and sexual assault on April 10th, starting at 10 a.m. at the Market Street Promenade. High heels are requested for men, and you can call for Shoe Sources at 244-0118, extension 202. April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month. Please join the men's walk on April 10th. For more information or to register for the walk, please call 244-0118, extension 202, or go online to womensrefuge.org. And for every man who raises at least $100 for this cause, a special Walk a Mile t-shirt will be provided. Walk, toddle, skip, or limp, but please, won't you join us and do whatever it takes to make this walk a great success? April 10th at the Market Street Promenade, women everywhere will thank you.
Feel tired, run down, or in pain? You don't have to live this way. Maybe we can help. Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. For 18 years, I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice on Court Street in Reading. Our customized program of body work and nutrition can give you renewed energy, a stronger immune system, and a healthier outlook on life. Call us at 244-7873. It's your health. You deserve it. That number again is 244-7873.
All right. Can everybody take their seats and settle down, please? Hey, come on, guys. We got a lot of work to get through today, okay? Now, let's start with some word problems. Okay, let's see. This question is for Jacob. Jacob, let's say you work 25 hours a week after school at the deli, earning $8 an hour. Sally works 30 hours a week at the movie theater, earning Y dollars an hour. And Sean works 40 hours a week at the auto shop, earning X dollars an hour. Then how are you going to drive your mother to her dialysis treatments every day and still find time to finish your science project this week?
Some students are tackling more than just their schoolwork, which is why more than 30% of them aren't graduating. But you can give them the boost they need to make it through by visiting boostup.org.
All right, listen up, class. This next question is for Susan. If you pick 27 apples and you give away 30%, how many apples will you...
Visit boostup.org today. Brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Hey, well, all right, sir. Here we go there. What are they going to give for?
Listen every Saturday morning, 7 to 8 on KCNR 1460 for Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave. Do some spring cleaning now and we'll help you sell it. Just about anything except guns, ammo, and animals. We can announce your yard sale, garage sale, or event. So give us a call at 605-4567. Sponsored by Amsoil, Bibles, Books, and More, Leslie's Good Health Massage, and Essex Heating and Air.
Here we come, lot number 29 in. What are we going?
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Clearly, News Talk Radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Finest tobacco emporium in the North State. Great walk-in humidor. Any type of tobacco product or accessory that you may want to use is there. And you have to you have Espresso Joe, so that you can get the coffee you want. You can. It's got different products there in Espresso Joe's, as the French presses, ways, espresso machines, you name it, they've got it there. And then after you get your coffee, go just right next door to the Wild Side, which is kind of a meeting place. When I say meeting place, it's a wide open area with a Wi-Fi there, so you can sit there, you can enjoy your coffee, and look at your computer. Tobacco and Brew, so much more than just a tobacco emporium. So what is the slaughter rule? You heard of that? Well, it was asked the other day in our town hall meeting to Mr. Reed, who was running for office, and he wasn't up on that one, probably as were not people before. Slaughter rule. No, that does not mean anything that goes with blood. It's named after the New York Democrat, Louise Slaughter, who chairs the House Rules Committee. May I insert what's known as a self-executing rule, also known as a hereby rule. Remember when we took civics in school, my friends, and we were taught that, hey, for a bill to pass, the House had to pass it, and then the Senate had to pass it, and if there were changes, they had to go back, and they had to reconcile that in the House and then pass it back to the Senate and do this. And there's kind of checks and balances, and this is the way it happened. But everybody voted, right? And that's how a bill was passed. Not so fast. Under the self-executing rule, or the slaughter rule, we're talking about reconciliation. So essentially it means is that they can pass, if they reconcile the corrections on the bill from the Senate, then they pass the corrections. The self-executing rule would say that the Senate bill is presumptively approved by the House, even without a formal up or down vote. Without a formal up or down vote. This is chicanery. This is smoke. This is mirrors. This is bad. This is something the Democrats are talking about doing to push a bill nobody wants, that they're, so that their people can go back at the midterm and say, hey, I didn't vote for that. I voted to fix the bill. My God, how did this happen, Nancy? Let's go to the phones. Marty, you're on KCNR.
Hey, good morning, Carl. Enjoying your show this morning while I'm cooking pancakes here at the house.
But why don't you cook pancakes here?
Yeah. Hey, I wanted to back up a little bit. You made a comment earlier about the movie industry and the current one who won quite a number of Academy Awards of the Iraq-Afghanistan conflict.
Yeah, the Hurt Lock.
The Hurt Locker, I was not impressed with that at all. And, you know, you're aware of yourself. I am a Vietnam veteran. I'm not a combat veteran, but I was in the theater. And I'm proud to ride with a group, the Patriot Guard, with you and Linda White as well. And we have a number of combat medics. And this kind of flashed to me while you were making your commentary. And I'd like to listen off air to your comments or thoughts about this. There was a, I think it was Reuters or one of the news agencies, made a comment to one of our combat medics over in Iran or Afghanistan as he picked up a wounded soldier and was carrying him back, maybe for a life flight out. But the foreign news agency yelled, "Hey, mate, don't you see who you picked up?" It was one of the enemy, and he picked it up, and our medic gave him the high sign back, and he said, "He's a wounded soldier." And the way Hurt Locker displayed, you know, I'm proud of our guys, as I am of all of our warriors, but I was just wondering your feelings, or if you can expand on our medics in the heat of war, whether it be Japan or Iraqi, you know, they even take care of the other side, because it's, that's their job.
Yeah,
comments on that, and I'll listen off air.
Okay, thanks, Marty. Thanks for the call. Well, you know, I wasn't in World War II, no matter what some of you think out there. I know that World War II, in many cases, was war to the hilt, to the knife, in this Pacific. There was no quarter given in many cases. What I can talk is that what I have seen in Desert Shield, Desert Storm, what I have seen in Somalia, what I've seen in the Balkans, and what I've seen in Iraq twice, is that the wounded were taken care of. Of course, you take care of your own people first. That's just the way it is. I mean, you take care of your own people, and then you move to the others. And if they were the enemy combatants, you take care of them. You try and save them. Just as I said, nobody was pointing a gun at them, putting it up against their head, and killing them. And in no case that I ever observed or that I heard of for the years that I have been there. We've got to take a break here, come back with our next guest, Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. This is KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Israeli police have their hands full in East Jerusalem, where Israel's plan to build new settlements is riling up Palestinians in hours of clashes. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley has seen it all firsthand live.
Dave, right now at one of these cautious meetings, the Israeli soldiers and police have stood down. They've opened the road to Palestinians returning home from work. And these Palestinians are returning to find the debris of a clash in their neighborhood, the main street blanketed with rocks. One woman is going from soldier to soldier asking them if they know where her son was taken. He apparently was one of the 60 Palestinians detained today in East Jerusalem. As many as 14 Israeli policemen were wounded, and as many as 100 Palestinians were also wounded in today's clashes. Dave?
Corny Democrats keep trying to convince skeptical Democrats to join the party on health care as Republicans keep railing against the process. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live on Capitol Hill.
And Dave, moderate House Democrats are getting hammered today from party leaders who want them to support the reform bill and from thousands of Tea Party activists who don't. Uncommitted Pennsylvania Democrat Jason Altmaier says he's listening.
There is definitely a lot of anxiety about this bill. There does seem to be a pretty strong tilt in opposition up to this point.
Republicans complain about Democrats' plans to pass the Senate bill without actually having a vote on it.
It undermines the rule of law, and the American people will not stand for it.
That's North Carolina Republican Virginia Fox. Final House action could come this week. Dave?
Michael, last month's snowstorms put a damper on the housing market, new home construction falling nearly 7%. They got jerked around early this morning in Los Angeles, jolted by an earthquake.
There was nothing smooth or wavy.
But it was just a magnitude 4.4, doing little damage. What he tried and failed to do, Ohio did for him. Executing a killer a half hour ago, a week after Lawrence Reynolds attempted suicide in his cell. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
So, what would you do if you were Miss Northern Hemisphere?
If I could change one thing in the world, I would build lots of La Quinta inns and suites. They would have new, inviting lobbies and thousands of new, refreshing rooms. They'd be even better than before!
But La Quinta already did that.
I love La Quinta and clouds.
Wake up on the bright side at La Quinta Inns and Suites. Book now at LQ.com or 800-SLEEP-LQ.
La Quinta.
It's the dawning of a new day for American business. The future looks brighter, and it's all because of you. Your ideas, your energy, and your dreams are the most precious resources we have. And OfficeMax has the products and services you need to help make your dreams come true. OfficeMax. Work with us.
Buy two, get one free on all OfficeMax inkjet, laser, and all-in-one 8.5x11 ream paper. Certain restrictions may apply. See store for details.
A success in Iraq is fragile, and gains we've made in the war in Afghanistan could be reversed. That's what General David Petraeus, who heads up U.S. Central Command, tells a Senate hearing.
Our goals in Afghanistan and in that region are clear. They are to disrupt, dismantle, and defeat al-Qaeda and its extremist allies, and to set conditions in Afghanistan to prevent reestablishment.
General Petraeus says it'll be a difficult year fighting to do that in Afghanistan. A Georgia man killed on a South Carolina beach, hit by a plane. Coroner says he was jogging, didn't hear because he was listening to his iPod. The plane needed an emergency landing and struck him from behind on the Hilton Head Beach. Guys who take Viagra should also take note of this.
Doctors have long known there's a link between erectile dysfunction and heart disease. Now, for the first time, there's clear evidence of substantially increased risk of heart attack and death for patients with ED. Men who suffer from the problem are twice as likely to be victims of cardiovascular disease or heart attacks compared to those who don't have the problem. The message is that when a patient seeks treatment for ED, he should also get a full physical workup to look for heart disease and be referred to a cardiologist. Bill Fitka, Fox News Radio.
There's a new drink being brewed up in Japan, where a case of beer now costs about $60.
To skirt the tax laws, Japan's four largest brewers created third category beer. It looks like beer, tastes like beer, but it's not, and it sells for half the price. Third category beer is actually scientifically engineered liquor that pours with a frothy head. Sales are expected to grow by double digits in 2010, as Japan pops the top on recession beer. In Tokyo, Mike Tuggle, Fox News Radio.
On Wall Street, we've seen the Dow on the rise, up about 30 points, awaiting a new statement from the Fed on the economy this afternoon, and if it includes any signals about when the Fed might raise interest rates. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is out at a business meeting this morning. She's at a networking meeting explaining what we
to
do.
To skirt the tax law.
Explaining, well, and what are we doing here?
That just came through on the network.
Oh, the network just came through.
That just pops through on the network, and I'm not sure why.
Okay. But she's talking about what we do, which, of course, obviously, we have surprises here every day. And if she can explain everything we do in 10 minutes, I'm going to put her on the road to be able to explain the theory of relativity in 10 minutes. The last thing I want to talk about on the slaughter rule, and you're hearing it and you need to know, is that this essentially lets people say they voted for and against the bill. And they are going to send the Senate bill, if they use this, to the president for a signature, even as they claim to oppose the same Senate bill. Please call somebody. Please call Nancy Pelosi and say, we don't appreciate this. Her phone number is on our website on Free Fire Radio, freefireradio.com. You know, we are streaming right now on KCNR1460.com everywhere. It just, the whole strategy that they're using sucks. It's, you know, it just smells bad. Does it pass the smell test? Obviously not. Okay. Enough of that. Let's get into something that's extremely positive. And we have an extremely positive guest today, Ron Roster. Good morning.
Good morning, Carl. Nice to meet you.
Well, it's nice meeting you. We talked on the phone yesterday, and it started with from one of our people on one of our shows. Kurt Largent said that he had played poker with you. So, and I thought, oh, poker games here in town. I'm sure it's all legal. And that he'd asked you, just what do you do? And you told him what you do. And you're in charge of the...
The Shasta Faces program. I work with Shasta County, and I administer the Shasta Faces Subsidized Employment Program. And it's a federal stimulus program. There were $5 billion that were released in federal stimulus dollars for all the states. California's share was $1.8 billion.
Uh-huh.
And what it is every different county has their own program, but for Shasta County, what we do is if an employer hires one of our employees, we'll reimburse them 100% of the wages, the taxes, the fees, the insurance, as long as they can provide documentation of 25% of that reimbursable amount in supervision and training.
Okay, now this comes out of your group of people at Shares, right?
Well, actually what it is anybody that has a minor child mm-hmm. and falls within 200% of the federal poverty level, they're eligible to participate.
Okay, and unemployed, underemployed, could they have a job and switch jobs, that kind of thing? Or
They could, actually.
Okay. Now, what I want to talk about, though, is, you know, we're going to talk a lot more about this subject, but we're going to talk about how you got here, because Ron brought in a great picture here, about a 3x4 photo of a hovercraft, a Navy hovercraft coming ashore during the Battle of Iraqi Freedom, or the War for Iraqi Freedom. And you were the master on that, right?
I was
you
the draft that. Master.
You were
I
the
did.
Craft master on that. So you are not just another pretty faced politician, are you?
No, absolutely not.
Tell us about yourself, Ron.
Well, I did 21 years in the Navy. I was born and raised in Reading. I did 21 years in the Navy, traveled the world, and I retired in summer of 2008 and moved back to Reading and started looking for a job.
Okay, now tell us about your time. Which school did you go to here in Reading?
I graduated from Enterprise High.
Okay.
And then while I was in the military, I received my bachelor's degree in business management.
Did they have a junior ROTC when you were going through?
They didn't. But, okay. One of the tours I served, I was at a ROTC unit at the University of Colorado, and we worked with the junior ROTCs, and it's absolutely a fantastic program.
Okay, so you got your degree through the Navy?
While I was in the Navy.
While I was in the Navy. But you got obviously some kind of economic assistance going through there on your GI Bill.
I did. I haven't even used the GI Bill. They have what's called tuition assistance, where they pay for up to 12 credits per year.
Uh-huh.
And so it was like eating an elephant.
Eating an elephant. So you just keep one little bite at a time.
One bite at a time.
And then you just, at some point there, the... You're there looking at the tail and going, okay, we're almost there.
The end's in sight.
Yeah, there you go. Well, it's my son-in-law, who is U.S. Marshal, was doing exactly the same thing. I think that's what he said. It's like eating an elephant. So it's a great concept because you can understand it. Hey, our guest is Ron Rossiter. He heads up the Shasta Faces project, and we're going to get back to him as soon as we take a break for these messages. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460, clearly News Talk Radio.
With the arrival of spring, it's time to start planning your home improvement projects. Need a new screen door or new windows, a new surround sound system, or high-def TV? Visit the booths of Nicolette Glass and Clyde's Home Entertainment at the original Spring Home and Garden Expo presented by Popovix Productions. Are you planning for a new carpet and flooring, a new heating and air conditioning unit, or a new spa? Talk with Shasta Lake Floors, Alliance Heating and Air, and Phoenix Spas. Come see the newest in ideas and color designs and green technology March 26th, 27th, and 28th at the Fairgrounds in Anderson.
I'm a wife, a mom, and a grandmother. And for 26 years, I've been a registered nurse and health educator. Hi, this is Nancy Sutton Pierce. Join me every Saturday from 11 to 12 a.m. on the Conscious Living Show. It's your time. Let's talk health, love, life challenges, and so much more. Set your dial at 1460 on Saturday at 11 for the Conscious Living Show. Brought to you by Nancy Sutton's House of Yoga and Hilltop Medical Clinics.
Hey, Rach, you know it's your little brother's birthday next week.
So?
So, you need to get him a gift.
When am I going to have time to do that?
ShastaTradingPost.com. Your team, your gear, your way. Buy your local school sportswear through ShastaTradingPost.com, and we'll get 50% of the proceeds back to your school.
Check it out.
Oh, man, I looked all over town for one of those. I couldn't find one anywhere.
I know. Thanks, ShastaTradingPost.com.
ShastaTradingPost.com. Buy local, shop local, dine local, stay local.
With over 100 years of combined service to Shasta County, Longcrest and McDonald's Chapel are there to help you through one of the most difficult times of your life. When you lose a loved one, most of them don't know what to do first. One call to Longcrest Chapel and you'll reach a caring, professional staff that will guide you through the arrangements and coordination of services. Whether in the Longcrest Chapel or church of your choice, Longcrest will be there with you every step of the way. Longcrest specializes in cremations and will help you find a cremation package that will be affordable for your family, but also offers a full range of services including burial with an on-site cemetery and a beautiful new cremation garden. Call Longcrest Chapel, where diligence, attention to detail, and professionalism are the hallmarks you'll find at Longcrest. They're listed in the white pages. Call 222-1587. Longcrest Chapel and Memorial Park, where excellence meets affordability. Your local Dignity provider.
Preparing for a landscape project with new plants and shrubs? Need a tractor to help you get the job done? Meet with the professionals at Axner Excavating, Shasta Growers, and Team Power. The Spring Home and Garden Expo showcases the best in new products, ideas, and design concepts by local businesses. All happening Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, March 26th, 27th, and 28th. The original Home and Garden Expo features many more local businesses, local ideas, and offers great savings with exclusive show discounts. Your premier local Home and Garden Expo, March 26th, 27th, and 28th at the Shasta District Fairgrounds.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott, clearly News Talk Radio here. You can get a hold of us at 605-4567. Weather is going to be nice today. It's going to get to 70. It looks like it's going to be clear. It may get a little cloudy tonight, but tomorrow should be outstanding. So be looking and listening. Roll those windows down a little bit so you can hear those pipes from those motorcycles out there so that you don't make that left turn too quickly and take out that gray, that silver, that black bike that I'm driving, especially. Our guest today is Ron Rossiter, who is the Shasta Faces project coordinator. We've talked a little bit about it. Now we're going to talk a little bit more about Ron. A native of Reading, decided to go off and see the world, joined the U.S. Navy, and you got into something called the hovercraft. Can you explain that?
I did. Well, what it is it's about 80 feet long and 40 feet wide, and it's the primary means for getting Marines and their equipment from ships to the beach.
And this is, when we say hovercraft, it comes up off the water with a and it comes in with a high speed fans in the back, turbines, and you can go over land and over almost any obstacle. Is that correct?
You can, actually, yeah. It rides on a 6-foot cushion of air, and it does in excess of 50 knots, which is pretty fast out
there
in the water. You can, the range is about 200 miles, so you can start from over the horizon, and once you hit the beach, you don't have to stop. You can keep going.
That's right. And the thing is it, we're 15% of the world's beaches were open to amphibious assault before the hovercraft came aboard. Now it's, what, 85% are now open?
That's correct, yeah. So because the hovercraft doesn't displace any water, you can go right over the top of those reefs that would stop the other
former,
amphibious boats.
Yeah. And that makes a big difference, especially with coming in from over the horizon. The enemy cannot see you, then you can come in. And especially with the ospreys and our ability to launch from the air and then with the hovercraft, because I know the hovercraft can bring in a tank.
Absolutely. Anything in the Marine Corps inventory. So the hovercraft itself weighs about 200,000 pounds, and with the tank, that kicks you up to about 370,000 pounds riding on a six-foot cushion of air.
At 50 miles an hour.
At
50 knots. Now, one of the things we learned, because we were the second Marine Expeditionary Unit, I believe, to use the hovercraft back in the late 80s. I think 13th MEU went out in front of us. And one thing we found is that there's certain things you don't store on a hovercraft. And that is a 155 millimeter howitzer, because what happens is when they take the hovercraft out for a run and it comes back in, there is a fine spray that is being shot across the deck of the hovercraft at a high speed. I mean, it's not like to put out your eyes or anything, but what it did was the mist and the water was driven deep into the bowels of a 155 piece, and just ordinary cleaning at our level couldn't touch it. They didn't know about it. And when they got off the ship, they ended up having to send four of these howitzers back to Albany, Georgia, to try and save them because of that. And that was a valuable lesson learned, is that in 6 months you can completely destroy the interior of a 155 if you don't keep it protected that way.
Absolutely. That sea spray is very corrosive, especially over time.
Yeah. So you enjoyed your time in the Navy?
I did. It was fun. It was...
And you decided to come back to Reading for what reason? I mean, you could have gone anywhere.
I could have. I have a lot of family up here.
Okay.
And so I'm raising a 13-year-old boy, and I want him to be around all his aunts and uncles and grandparents. So.
That's good. Well, that's good. So are you married?
I am.
Okay. And is she from around here?
She's not. She's from Southern California.
And so what does she think?
Well, it's been a little bit of an adjustment. I'll say Reading is a little less sophisticated than Southern California, but it's, you know, every place you go, it has its good and its bad, and there's plenty of good in Shasta County.
There's plenty of good in Shasta County, and you're right, but there's differences down there. But one big difference is when I leave from Southern California, any place I was down there in the San Diego area, I would add an hour. Mm-hmm. To no matter what I was doing, I would add an hour. Here, we leave, we find ourselves even 5 minutes before we have to be there,
yeah,
and we're on time.
Absolutely.
So, okay, let's go back to this Shasta Faces and the unemployed, putting unemployed parents back to work. You know, I saw this, and after I talked, of course, to Kurt Largent, and then this press release came across, and then I was thinking, well, this sounds like something from a stimulus plan. I know, I'm saying it, but it sounds like the stimulus plan actually could work to help people. Tell me some more about it.
Absolutely. This plan, no matter what your political affiliation is, I can't imagine that you wouldn't like this plan, because this is putting people to work. This is affecting people that are receiving public assistance and getting them back to work, and it's bringing federal stimulus money into our economy and stimulating Shasta County.
Okay. And from what I understand, explain the program now. I know that it's if you're unemployed or underemployed, you have to have a child, and you have to be within 200%. Now, what exactly does that mean? Because, you know, this is a number that's thrown out a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you've got to be within 200%. If you're within 200% of the unemployment or of the poverty level, then you can get free medical care,
mm-hmm,
and all these other things that they throw on this. And it sounds like, gosh, you know, what is that, $5? You make $5 a week?
Right.
What is the poverty level?
Well, That number slides based on the size of your family.
Okay, but let's just say for a family of three.
Well,
let's say four.
How about five? I know that one.
Okay,
off the top
okay,
of my
family
head.
Of five. A mother, father, and three kids.
Right. It's $4,299
a month.
A month.
Okay.
And
now, is that after taxes?
That's pre-tax.
Pre-tax. Okay.
So one of the nice things about this program is we only look back a month, in one's income, and we don't consider assets. So conceivably, somebody could qualify for this program that's highly skilled, been successful in their jobs in the past, and because of current economic conditions was laid off, they might be a homeowner, they might be your next-door neighbor.
Okay, so when you say 200% of poverty level, so if poverty level is 4,000, so it's 200% of that, so so it would be, what, 16,000?
No, what they're saying is 200% of federal poverty level is they take federal poverty level and they add 200% to that.
Okay, so what would that be for a family of five? Is that what you're saying, the 4,000?
$4,299.
Okay, that's the 200%. Okay. Right, for the income. Okay. So how many people have taken advantage of this?
You know, right now we have about 230 people that have applied to participate as an employee, and we have 30 businesses that are in the process or already have contracts to do business with.
Okay. Now, we've got to take a break here. When we come back, let's talk about how a business could come in and get a contract. And from what I understand is that through this program, you pay it all.
We do.
If the business meets the criteria.
Right.
Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, Clearly News Talk Radio.
If you're a diabetic Medicare Part B patient, you know how frustrating it can be receiving your supplies from a large mail order company. The supplies you get may be the wrong ones. They may be delayed for some reason, or they may not arrive at all. And when you call with questions about your order, you can seldom talk with a live person. Well, here's great news. Owens Healthcare can now help you with your Medicare diabetic supplies. We're local, reliable, and you can talk with a real person. Enjoy the convenience of receiving your supplies directly from our diabetic experts at Owens Healthcare on Court Street, downtown Reading, or have them delivered right to your door. We will automatically call you when your supplies are low so you won't run out. And we'll bill your Medicare Part B insurance as well as any supplemental insurance you may have, resulting in no out-of-pocket expense to you. Now, really, can you get that kind of service from a mail-order company? Call today and have your supplies to you tomorrow. Owens Healthcare, making your life easier.
Welcome to Five Star Bank, where we take a professional, progressive, and personal approach to every relationship. Whether you partner with us through our small business banking program, open a Capital Green savings account, or secure a home loan through our mortgage division, you'll find that Five Star Bank genuinely cares about you. Really, it's all about relationships, and we would like to get to know you better. Come on into our office at 358 Hartnell Avenue, or visit us online at fivestarbank.com. Professional, progressive, and personal. Five Star Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Longi Entertainment is your new media resource in Northern California. Our services include audio and video solutions to get your message across to a small indoor meeting or a large outdoor event. Longi Entertainment has been providing sound systems for all types of clients for more than 30 years. We can also produce your next television commercial, training video, or web presentation at local affordable rates. Longi Entertainment Enterprises, 223-3515. That's 223-3515.
There is no place like home.
Hi, this is Sharon Gaber-Kavich, owner of Home Helpers. And Judy Garland said it best, there is no place like home. And at Home Helpers, empowering you to stay at home is our first priority. Home Helpers specializes in affordable, non-medical home care for seniors, new moms, and those recovering from injury or surgery. Home Helpers hires compassionate caregivers to help with everyday challenges. Whether your need is for a weekly trip to therapy, the grocery store, or a helping hand and friendly face around the house, we can help. Caregivers can provide transportation to appointments, light housekeeping, cooking meals, and more. Home Helpers caregivers are available by the hour or by the day, and all caregivers are screened, insured, and bonded. If you have questions about non-medical home care and how Home Helpers can assist you, call Home Helpers at 226-8350. That's 226-8350, or online at homehelpers.cc. After all, there is no place like home. Home Helpers, making life easier.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Our guest today is Ron Rossiter, and he's the coordinator for the Shasta Faces project here. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Finest Tobacco Emporium, in the state. It's my show. I can say it. Joe and Shelley support all types of events here, all types of community events. They're there with open arms, but also a checkbook that helps our veterans, helps the people that are disadvantaged. They are great people. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. It's so much more than just a tobacco emporium. Okay, let's go back to putting people to work. When we left, we talked about 240 have applied for this in 30 businesses.
That's correct.
Okay, I'm a business. I want to apply. Tell me what I have to do.
Well, basically, typically what I do is I will send a copy of the contract for you to review, and once you're comfortable with that, then it's an easy process. We can get it started right over the phone. I'll need information like your federal tax ID, what type of business entity you are, whether you're doing business as or sole proprietorship or corporation, and who's authorized to sign on behalf of your organization.
Okay. And now, do I go through your list of applicants? Or what if I have somebody that's been working part-time and I want to bring them on full-time via this program?
Well, what we're looking for is new positions. So we're looking for an additional position. We want to try to grow the economy. The way it works with our applicants is we conduct an interview with everybody that applies to participate as an employee. And then what we do is kind of like a personnel agency would. We look at their knowledge, their skills, ability, experience. We try to find somebody that will be a good match for you, and we'll send you resumes. And at that point, the hiring process is all up to you. You set the wage. You decide who you want to hire. You decide whether or not you want to retain them.
Okay, so they've got to come to you first.
Yes.
Okay, and then so it wouldn't be somebody that we've used, you know, 1 or 2 hours a week at times, and just say, okay, I'd like to bring him on. They'd have to work through you. Say they'd have to apply through you, and then come back down here.
And then if they wanted to apply to participate in our program, they could come down. We'd do that same day. All they'd need to do is come down to our main social services building, down on Breslauer, 2460 Breslauer.
Okay. Well, so what kind of feedback you've been getting on this?
We've been getting really positive feedback. There's one particular business down in Anderson that originally had wanted 4 people, and when they looked at the program and saw, you know, how beneficial it was going to be, they made the change to decide that they wanted more like 50 people.
Well, really?
Yeah.
Well, that's good. Now, how long does this program last?
It expires August 31st of this year.
Now, see, that's, and we get into the danger. Okay, danger, Will Robbins, mm-hmm. is the fact is now we've hired 20 people. Okay, I bring in 10 people here at mm-hmm. the station. They're our receptionists. They're handling traffic. They're handling production, and everybody's doing what they're supposed to do. We've helped the economy, and on August 31st, the money stops.
You can't afford to keep them.
Can't afford to keep them. So, what happens then?
Well, then you're probably going to have to lay them off.
Okay.
But one of the main goals of the program is that people are learning skills. They're getting marketable skills, and they're building their resume, and it's going to make them more marketable in their job search in the future.
Well, that would be the idea after they've worked here, is that if they decided to move on, mm-hmm. That they would be able to use that skill to go to another station. When you live in a small town, there's only so many stations here. So, okay, now that's one of the problems I have, and this is just me. It has nothing to do with your job. I think what you're doing is outstanding to put people to work here through this program. The fact is we're taking money and we're using it to hire people and getting them back up on the step, and then the money ends.
Mm-hmm.
And the economy has not caught up with it. So it's almost like and again, don't misunderstand me, as it's almost like a false rise to the economy. Mm-hmm. You know, we've got, we put 300 people to work right here in Shasta County, and we have.
Mm-hmm.
And August 31st, we take in 300 people, and they don't, or say 250 of them, and they don't have jobs anymore. That's my problem.
Well, I would think the majority of them are going to be retained.
Okay.
Because the most expensive part of any employment situation is the very beginning where you're training this person.
Mm-hmm.
After the subsidy period is over, that employee carries a lot more value to you because you've put in the time and effort to train them.
Okay. There's a lot of good things about this program, but then there's a lot of things that, you know, that I see as could be, you know, as a problem. Now, when we come back, we've got 30 seconds before the break. When I come back, I want to talk about salaries when we start talking about hiring people, about how much, skill levels. Do you all, is there any drug testing done on your part down there? Or are you just handing those people after you've talked to them? You see what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. This is Carl and the Bot. Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM, clearly news talk radio.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lillian Wu. Tiger Woods coming back, announcing an end to his break from golf.
Tiger Woods will play the Masters, and just yesterday, the PGA Commissioner Tim Fincham said he didn't know whether or not Tiger Woods would be playing in the tournament coming up next month in Augusta.
Fox Radio's Evan Brown. Woods announcing back in December he was taking a break to deal with marital issues. He had admitted to cheating on his wife. And in East Jerusalem, intensifying clashes amid Israeli plans for more housing.
I'm crouched behind a wall as Israeli police and soldiers are trying to advance on these Palestinian youth that are throwing rocks from a rooftop. Israelis have stun guns, grenades, and rubber bullets at the ready. They're retreating right now as several young men in balaclavas are throwing big chunks of concrete off this roof.
Fox Radio's Courtney Keeley, Fox News. We report, you decide.
Where do you go when you want to buy that special piece of jewelry? Where do you go when you need an honest opinion and a trustworthy jeweler? Four Winds Jewelry. Whether selling your gold, redesigning older jewelry pieces, or buying that special stone, engagement, or wedding ring, Four Winds Jewelry is the place to go. Four Winds Jewelry has been in business for over 30 years. Four Winds Jewelry has traveled around the world, developing relationships to bring you the best in quality gems and loose stones. You deserve the best. You need a jeweler you can trust at prices you can afford. Four Winds Jewelry also has the only on-site expert watchmaker and repairman specializing in high-end watches. Located at 2225 Hilltop, you can call 225-2750 to make a special appointment at Four Winds Jewelry. Also open Monday through Friday. Come in and see us at Four Winds Jewelry.
Everyone could use a little luck of the Irish, and you'll be finding it at Sayar Gab's American Grill this St. Paddy's Day, where you'll discover Irish drink specials, discounts on all Guinness beer and corned beef and cabbage served all day long. Sayar Gab's Irish American Grill is the place to be and the place to be seen, and on St. Patrick's Day, it's the place to be seen wearing the green. So gather your friends or just show up and make a new friend or two at Sayar Gab's Irish American Grill. Now, if corned beef and cabbage are not your desire, saints preserve us. You're welcome to order off their extensive menu. Choose from salads, their special seasonal entrees, C.R. Gibbs' famous fish tacos, and much more. Desserts are the greatest at C.R. Gibbs. And remember, Nutsy Hour beginning at 4:30 every day of the week. Special drinks, special entrees. It's the special place to be this St. Patty's Day and any day of the week. So be sure to be wearing the green and join us Wednesday to celebrate the Irish at C.R. Gibbs, where entertainment thrives. C.R. Gibbs American Grill, Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. You just checking in with us. The why. Linda is at a business meeting and they're networking and she's explaining everything we do. Which, and as soon as she comes back, she can explain it to Bad Bob because he's still a little shaky around the edges here. Our guest today is Ron Roster, who is the Shasta Faces Project Coordinator. We're talking about putting people back to work. But before we start that, you know, when I hear that commercial for Sierra Gibbs, and it's, you know, it's really Irish, right? There is no truth to the rumor that if you paint your face green and walk in there, you get a free beer. That is not true. That is absolutely not true. So do not paint your face and go in there expecting anything except people to go, yeehaw. You want no free beer, no free coffee, nothing. So if you paint your face green and go into Sierra Gibbs, you will get absolutely nothing from Sierra Gibbs except, hey, have a seat here and great service. Yeah, if it's painted half green. Okay. No, that wasn't from personal experience there, Bob. All right. It's go back into this. Is there any limit on the salary that you can pay these people?
There's not.
So if I wanted to hire somebody at $500 a week, boom, there it is.
You could, as long as you can provide the 25% match in supervision.
Okay, let's explain that part.
Okay, so what we do is we provide you with a time study, and you document how many hours you supervise and train this particular employee. Any training costs, such as, you know, let's say you hire an office assistant and you want to get them a Microsoft Office course, then, you know, that course is something that could go to meet that 25% match.
Okay, so we could send them out, like, say, to Shasta College, and send them through a course out there.
Sure.
Let them leave early one day, and they could go out, take a course, come back, and that would course count.
That would count towards your match.
Right. Now, do we pay for that, or does the county pay for that?
You would have to pay for that.
We pay for that one. But it doesn't mean you have to put money out, though, for your training and mentoring.
Not necessarily, no. In fact, we have a lot of business owners that have asked, well, I don't get an hourly rate. How am I going to document my supervision?
Mm-hmm.
And what I recommend they do is they take their earnings for last year that they reported on their tax return, divide that by 2,080, which is the standard amount of work hours there are in a year, mm-hmm. and that gives their hourly wage.
Okay. Well, this sounds like, this program. I noticed, though, in the press release is that it seems like our government agencies here are sucking up a lot of the employees. Is that correct?
Shasta County, we've hired 18 ourselves.
So y'all getting well here, huh? But what happens August 31st?
Well, hopefully we can convert a lot of those positions over to more permanent positions. Our caseload, with the economic climate, our caseload has been growing and growing and growing. So,
is there any way they could put this into the mental health area, or the public health over in Shasta County? Because they've just got cut again and again and again. Can they apply for this?
Well, there's a recruiting process. So for Shasta County, mm-hmm. One has to go through the regular hiring process. It's a competitive hiring process.
Okay. And nothing about what you do, Ron, because you're doing a great job on this, but I'm seeing is that, okay, we've grown 18 people. Now, we don't have to pay for that, but let's convert these into a bigger bureaucracy at the end of it, which means then I do pay for this
mm-hmm.
at the end of this.
Well, right now, everybody's hired as what's called extra help.
Okay.
And so that gives us flexibility. They can only work 1,000 hours in a year, and
And that's what this is? So if you hire somebody, it's only 1,000 hours?
No.
Okay,
no,
just for you.
That's
just for you all.
Shasta County's rules.
Okay, all right. So if businesses out there are looking and saying, you know, I could use somebody else to help to expand the business, mm-hmm. this seems a good way to do it. Even though that it's a, I have read some places when it was talked about before that it gives an unfair advantage to one business who can hire four people that the government pays for it, and the other one's business has not applied or cannot apply. Mm-hmm. Is there any reason somebody cannot apply to do this?
If they have loan or liens against their business, or if they're funded by the federal government, you can't use federal money to draw down more federal money. So let's say there's some sort of an organization that's fully funded by the federal government.
Fully funded, huh?
Their 25% match would be funded by the federal government, and you can't use federal dollars to match more federal dollars.
Okay. We'll come back to that. Let's go to the phones. David, you're on KCNR.
Yeah, I'm curious. If someone is on this program and then they're laid off because the employer doesn't have the money to keep them going, are they eligible for unemployment for like up to 2 years?
They're eligible just like they would be if they were working for anybody else.
Okay, thanks a lot.
So David, I think what David was saying is, okay, I hire somebody here and they start this month. Come end of July, I can't afford to keep them there. So then they can get unemployment then for 2 years based on what they make here.
I'm not sure how long the term of unemployment was.
Whatever it is.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's interesting, too. Okay, so if you're a federal business, if you're taking money as your federal contractor and you get all your money from the feds, you can't use this.
Not unless you can identify a stream of funding that's non-federal and apply that directly to whoever's providing the supervision and training.
So county is different. Even though you're getting state funding and county funding, you can now use federal funding on it to hire your people.
Right. We have some departments that are funded with federal funds, and we haven't hired anybody
for
them. Those departments.
Okay. Well, this is the whole concept is interesting, and the whole concept is if we put 300 people back to work or more, because the way you explained it to me during the break was there's $5 million out there, or there's a lot of, how much money is involved in the
California
state?
California got $1.8
billion. $1.8 billion. Now, we could, if we hire as many people as we can, we just keep hiring until the money runs out.
Absolutely. And there's legislation before Congress to try to extend it for 6 months. I don't anticipate that's going to happen.
I don't know. I've got to take a break here and think about this for a second. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio. Our guest is Ron Rossiter, who is the Shared Faces Project Coordinator. A great guy, Navy vet, and he's a straight shooting guy. And I just, you know, even though that I see where this could be a good short-term fix for a lot of people that are in trouble, because you have to meet, you know, all these criteria. I'm thinking down the road, what is this costing us, and what's going to happen at the end of this tunnel? Is that light at the end of the tunnel going to be a great economy, or is that train coming at us? Carl in the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460, clearly News Talk Radio.
Steve Lafferty will be hosting a journey to guide you as a listener to examine your stories, the stories you narrate in your mind about everything you do, the stories you tell yourself about the words and actions of others.
You have been taught to dream your life. You dream your life through your beliefs, but these beliefs are not your choosing. Discover how to shift those dreams from the ones that have been offered to you to the dreams that you long to experience. Come join me Sunday evenings at 9 for Dream Shifting. Brought to you by the Northern California School of Theta Healing, thetaspirit.com.
How did the stimulus bill affect you? Don Stack for Coach Master Collision Repair. Did bailing out financial institutions help you? Did cash for clunkers? How about bailing out the car companies? Did that help? As far as California is concerned, a study in 2006 by the Finance and Business Administration of the State University in Sacramento reports 99.2% of all employer business is small business. California taxes collected from small business were $492 billion, nearly five times the state's general budget, and almost a third of the state's gross product. The state is facing a $24 billion shortfall. There's talk in Sacramento of raising taxes, creating new taxes, taxing labor and service jobs. That seems like a sure job killer, and no way can it help small business create jobs. Coach Master, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Join your community in a cooperative effort to support and honor our veterans. That's what NorCalVets.com is all about. If you're a business, an individual, or a group that offers any type of discount to veterans past, present, and future, NorCalVets.com will provide free of charge a link to your website, description of your services or products you provide, and any discounting or additional services rendered to veterans. NorCalVets.com is all about our community supporting those that have defended our country. NorCalVets.com believes we should not only support our veterans and their families, but also those companies, individuals, and groups that support veterans. For more information, please visit NorCalVets.com and scroll to the bottom of the page for contact information. NorCalVets.com.
Gas clothes dryers, wall furnaces, and hearth appliances potentially can cause fires or bring carbon monoxide into your home. Who would you prefer to evaluate these systems? The chimney sweep who says he has experience, or the chimney professional that is tested and certified by national testing agencies? Flu season, certified inspectors, certified for wood, gas, and pellet appliances. We stand for a warm, secure hearth in your home. Call Flu Season at 221-3331, the Chimney Professionals.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460, Carl and Linda Bott. 8:44 and 14 seconds for those of you who are that anal. 8:44 and a half, or just, hey, it's going on 9 o'clock for the rest of our friends. Yeah. I just love it because, you know, Bob falls on the ground over there. He's reaching for the dump button. No, no, Bob, that is not one of the seven words we can't say. No. We've heard a few of those. We're getting ready to go on the air, in fact. Right before we kicked off here, as you all know, on December 14th. And as we were on our first day, there are people crawling underneath our feet, and we're saying things like, hey, okay, we're going to go to commercial. Never mind, we're not going anywhere. We're right here because we couldn't get the wires together. And then we still have that sign up that says, don't cut the red wire or touch F12 without permission, both of which were happening on a regular basis the first few weeks. But then somebody said, hey, do you have a delay? And I said, it's built into that board, isn't it? And everybody shook their heads no. And I said, oh. And I thought, well, how important is a delay? And then a $10,000 fine from the FCC is pretty important when you're getting ready to start a business out. So that was delivered literally overnight and plugged in for that. We've never used it. And you don't need to call in to see if it works. Let's go back to our guest here. We're talking about jobs. Okay, we're talking about the stimulus package. All right, the stimulus package, which is, if anybody listens to me, knows I am not really strong on the stimulus package because, one, you can't track the money. And when you think stimulus package, you think of AIG, you think of all these banks, you think of all of these things that are happening where they're paying hundreds of billions of our dollars to them. And then this year, after everything they said, after everything the government said, Democrats, are you listening? It was you this time. We gave out bigger bonuses than ever to Wall Street, to AIG. But then you see a program that trickles down to our county. And as you know, our unemployment in this county is, they said 15.9, but, you know, everybody knows it's well over 20%. It may be, you know, pushing its way to 25% when you look at it. Underemployed, people just stop looking for jobs, which that also, by the way, bothers me. If you stop looking for a job, then, you know, why should you be collecting unemployment? Because at least you can do is go out and look for a job. And one of those things we want to talk about, once I let Ron come back into the show here, is that there are jobs out there. Is that right, Ron?
There are. There are more jobs than people realize. And there's certain traits that we're looking for and that employers are looking for. Employers have expressed to me that if they can find somebody that can be dependable, somebody that shows up on time every day to work, somebody that works hard while they're there, somebody that can pass a drug test or a background test, there's promotion opportunities for those people. There's not only jobs, but there's promotion opportunities. We had one employer who their COO right now earns a six-figure salary, and 5 years ago she was a $9 an hour employee.
You know, I'm sorry, but see, employers are looking for somebody that shows up on time, is willing to work, can pass a drug test. What was the other thing?
Just a background investigation.
A background investigation.
No felonies.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you know what? You know, I would even look at the person. You know, if that felony happened a long time ago, and I'll tell you why. There's a company around here. I'm not going to mention the name. That a young man had a problem. A serviceman had a problem after leaving the service.
Mm-hmm.
They took a chance on him, and he is just doing outstanding. Outstanding. So, again, I'm not telling people how to do their businesses, but the scary thing right now, what Ron just said, was there are businesses wanting to hire. Just have to do is want to work, show up, you know, have a work ethic. And this is the things I'm hearing about out there is that, well, there's lots of jobs for people if they just want to show up. Bob, you wanted to say something.
I have a close friend who owns a business. I won't go explain which one it is. Had an application process. There were 200 applicants. Fully half of them were utterly illegible on the application form. Most of the rest were completely unqualified for the job under any stretch of the imagination. And of the remaining 30 or so, 20 of them flunked the drug test.
Well,
that's just scary.
You know, for us, for joining the Marine Corps, if they could spell Marine Corps, that was a good start. If they couldn't spell Marine Corps, we'd send them over to the Navy. Hey, guess who just walked in?
I came in late in the conversation. Good morning. It's great to be here. I was talking to a wonderful business association about our station here at KCNR that we like to reach out to the community. So thank you for being our guest today, and Carl and Bob for doing great things. We've been really excited about having you on, and I was listening on the way over here. For those people who are just tuning in, some people, you know, when you're listening to talk radio, people are getting ready. They're in and out of the room. They're in and out of the car. They're getting ready to go to work. tell us one more time before we close the criteria of what it takes for a business in order to get the stimulus money to help an employee off the street to be involved with their business.
Sure. If you hire one of our people, we will reimburse you 100% of the wages, the taxes, the insurance. So what we're talking about is the FICA, the Medi-Cal, unemployment insurance, workers' comp insurance, as well as the cost to produce that payroll. We will reimburse you 100% of that amount as long as you can document that you spent 25% in supervision and training.
So you have to start off, first of all, let's say Sally comes off the street. She's lost her job someplace else. She's been employed for 3 months. What is, if she wants to come to work for our station, what does she have to be? Tell us what criteria she has to have.
She has to have a minor child. She doesn't have to be necessarily a custodial parent, but she has to have a minor child, and she has to fall, her gross monthly income has to fall within 200% of the federal poverty level.
Okay, and what's that?
It's a floating scale depending on the size of the family. So as we discussed earlier, a family of five would be $4,299.
That's 200%.
That's 200%
of the poverty scale.
Of the poverty
That's
level.
That's above the poverty scale level?
200% above.
200% is $4,000 a month.
For a family of five?
Yeah.
Those numbers are staggering, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Only because I'm thinking about what it was when I grew up. Both my parents worked, and you know, I know times were tough then too. But I just, for a family of five, 200% over the poverty level is $4,000 a month. Is that what you just said?
$4,299.
That's gross.
That's gross.
Okay, we've got to take. And are you going to tell us I used to walk uphill to school 5 miles?
No, I'm not. But 605-405-67. We're taking your calls here. If you've got any last minute questions, that's it. This is Carlin Lindebaum here on Free Fire Radio. This is KCNR 1460.
As hard as it may be to believe, every 90 seconds in this country, a woman is raped. On Saturday, April 10th, real men in Shasta County are going to step into the shoes of women everywhere and walk a mile to bring awareness to all victims of sexual assault and domestic violence. Are you man enough to walk that mile? Won't you please step up and walk a mile to help end rape and sexual assault on April 10th, starting at 10 a.m. at the Market Street Promenade. High heels are requested for men, and you can call for Shoe Sources at 244-0118, extension 202. April is Sexual Assault Awareness Month. Please join the men's walk on April 10th. For more information or to register for the walk, please call 244-0118, extension 202, or go online to womensrefuge.org. And for every man who raises at least $100 for this cause, a special Walk a Mile t-shirt will be provided. Walk, toddle, skip, or limp, but please, won't you join us and do whatever it takes to make this walk a great success? April 10th at the Market Street Promenade, women everywhere will thank you.
Feel tired, run down, or in pain? You don't have to live this way. Maybe we can help. Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. For 18 years, I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice on Court Street in Reading. Our customized program of body work and nutrition can give you renewed energy, a stronger immune system, and a healthier outlook on life. Call us at 244-7873. It's your health. You deserve it. That number again is 244-7873.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM. It's Carl and Linda Bott, and she's back. Our guest today has been Ron Rossiter, who is the the coordinator for the Shasta County FACES project, and we're talking about putting people back to work. I have strong objections to what has happened at the federal level. But I can't help but think that it's here. We need to use it. We need to put people back to work. We, as a station, are going to use this, at least for one employee.
So, Ron Rossiter, how did you get involved with Shasta FACES?
Well, it was a new program, and they needed people. They were looking to find somebody to head up the program, and myself and one of my coworkers, Victoria Taylor, we were the two that were assigned the job.
Had you worked for the county before that?
I started with the county in February of last year, and I was working as a fiscal analyst.
Now, I have to share with our listeners that during the break, I looked over to the right of my shoulder, which doesn't mean anything for people who don't understand.
That's a good visual
yes.
in the video.
So I looked over my shoulder, and I see this very large, glossy photograph, and thinking, wow, isn't that water beautiful? And then as I really tune into the picture...
It's an assault on the beach. It's an assault on the beach with 50 cows looking over the top, yeah.
And so, Ron, this is you served our great country, and... Do you care if we can talk a little bit about the photograph you brought in?
No, let's talk about it.
Okay, so the moment.
That was in 2004, and we were bringing Marines and their equipment from the ship into the beach in Kuwait. And so I was flying a hovercraft there, and we were hitting the beach.
Thank you so much for your service.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And you were,
and you're still serving.
Well, and Ron's a retired Navy veteran, too. We need to bring you into more things that are happening around here that we're looking for our younger veterans mm-hmm. that have come in. So he looks like he's about 25. when he came in, I thought, okay, where's Roster? You can't tell me you've been 20 years in the Navy, okay? Obviously, you all live better than Marines do. So, okay, what's your last thoughts on the project here? We've got a few minutes.
You know, it's just is really exciting to be able to bring this money into Shasta County. Additionally, we're helping to keep people off of public assistance, so there's some return on investment. You mm-hmm. know, we're helping people to develop job skills. We're keeping them from having to rely on public assistance, and we're bringing money into Shasta County, and that's a good thing for everybody involved.
And when you think about it, when you get you know, you're assisting people, but this is empowering them. So again, they're not on public assistance. They're also able to go back into the community and spend money in the community, perhaps, you know, as they increase their work, buy property, pay taxes. And so this is a great, I think what we would call it, fluffing up project. Fluffing up the community with empowering people. It's really important.
I think the important thing here is fluffing up the community.
You know what?
I love you. You know, here's what I like about it. Even though, again, I go back to, you know, this whole thing of taking our money to give, you know, without being able to see where it goes to. Here, at least we can see where it's going to. The thing I like about it is this, is you're right, it's empowering. We're taking people that businesses right now, it's tight. Everybody knows it's tight. And being able to use this money to train people to take a step forward that can keep them going forward, that gives them, you know, one thing, you know, is your ego and your self-worth. Now I've got a job. Now I can take care of my kids. Now I don't have to, you know, go from one check coming in the mail from the government that this is a job that I can do that I'm proud of and that they can go on from that. You know, I think because of that reason, and I have no problem supporting that right here in Shasta County.
That's a very, very good point. There's a lot of pride associated with bringing home a paycheck and supporting your family.
So how, for those people who are in the car right now or you're at home driving and you want to know how you can read more about this program?
Shasta Faces.
Shasta Faces. Where do we go? What do we do?
Well, if you would like to participate as an employer, you would call me at 245-7605. And if you would like to participate as an employee, you would contact 225-5111 or 245-7626. Also, we have a website. It's Shasta, HHSA.net. Just look up Shasta Faces, and you can fill out your application online, print it out, bring it in to us. We can process your eligibility same day.
Okay, now we're going to have those. If for some reason you didn't get them and you need it, just give us a call here, and we can help with that.
Tell us the website one more time.
Sure. It's ShastaHHSA.net.
Great.
All right.
We appreciate that. We appreciate what you're doing here. You know, putting people back to work in Shasta County right now is just so important. And maybe the long-term effects, maybe it will end in August, but maybe by that time that we'll find other ways to Now that person's indispensable, so now we reach out for them. Hey, this is Carl on the bot. It's
Countdown to the Squirrel Wars.
Countdown to Squirrel Wars this weekend. This is Free Fire Radio. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
This is KCNR Shasta Redding.